Rav Moshe Feinstein has a ha'ara in this week's parsha. This parsha is the parsha of Kedusha, Kedushim Tiyu. And the Torah proceeds to then talk about many ben olam l'chaveiro mitzvahs, which are known to the Muslim. So Behaltech HaKamarcha maybe is not such a, even though they claim that they have it, etc. But the idea of the sort of Geneva and swearing falsely for financial gain, etc. These are concepts which apply to the nations as well. As a matter of fact, the nations seemingly take them more seriously than we do, because the punishment for a Geneva in the Torah is that you pay back the Geneva and you pay Kevel. For a Gzela, you just pay back the money. There's no incarceration. And the secular society which we live in, the range is in some places there's corporal punishment or there's incarceration. So they seem to be taking this this isser more seriously than we do. So if such a thing exists, so why is it put in under the umbrella of Kedusha, which is where we find over here? So Moshe says that the fact that they give such a strong punishment for it indicates that the goal over here is not the correction and the betterment of the individual who did the Avera. It's to maintain society. That it's the incentive which isn't put in place, which the goal of that will be to create a fear of incarceration, so people will not do this. Fear of the punishment, so people will not do this, maintain society. So the goal is not the individual at all. It's not any element of Kedusha. It's not, we're worried about that this person is damaging his neshama by doing that. That's not the goal at all. The goal is just that society should be functional. And we need the society, in order for it to be functional, feels a need to create this level of punishment, etc., to maintain that. The Torah's come along and say that's not the way that the Torah wants us to look at these mitzvahs. The goal over here is the Kedusha, that the individual himself needs to rise and to grow and to better himself, and he should not be a person who does these averas. So the punishment is not the goal. The punishment is just like many mitzvahs in the Torah. There are some level of the person for the correction of the individual. The person puts punishment, whether it's to take out the stain in the neshama for Olam Haba, or whether it's for Olam Hazeh, depending on what the mitzvah is. But it's a different way to look at the issue. Now, but it's interesting, our society seems to be grappling with this question right now. How much do we focus on the individual who's doing this infraction on the society? We should care about him. We should care about him, but not to the point that they're pretty, give him a free pass. But the point is, we need to correct him as well. That doesn't mean to say that there isn't bezin. Sometimes would put in place stronger punishments to maintain society, which is part of bezin's responsibility to keep that into take that into consideration. But the Torah is giving that the mitzvahs are here for the tikkun of the Adam. The Adam is as the pinnacle of creation, not society, but the Adam. So this is how we're supposed to look at it. There are mitzvahs which are put in place for society as well, but that's not the primary focus and the primary purpose. And this week's parsha is telling us we need to understand that these are elements of Kedusha which need to be fostered and enhanced in the individual, that he should be a person which is above the act of Geneva, etc. And therefore, the punishments of the Torah are much less stringent because the deterrent aspect is not the goal over here. Have a good Shabbos.